Welcome to Tapped In. This is Dave Figueroa Martinez of DFM Coaching. And today we're going to be covering Live, Die, Repeat. And this is going to be based on the Tom Cruise movie. If you've never watched it, please do. It's called Edge of Tomorrow. It was released in 2014. It's almost like Groundhog Day versus meets sci-fi thriller type thing. So Tom Cruise's character, Cage, dies over and over and over and over and over. And every time he dies, he respawns at a specific location in a specific time and day. And in this process, he doesn't know what's going on. The first time he dies, he's scared shitless. He reappears back in that spot. He notices that everything's sort of similar. And then he gets a little further in the day. He dies again. He comes back. And again, he repeats this entire process over and over. And he doesn't understand what's going on. He gets to a point where he gets a little further ahead because he's able to time how people are responding, the things that they do, what they're going to say next, accidents that might happen, moments where he completely fucks up and dies. There's a war going on against aliens, and he realizes that he has to get to a specific point in time in order to gain some of the knowledge that he needs to get. The trick is, every time he dies, he remembers everything that happened. He remembers how he died. He remembers how characters in the movie responded. Every time he makes a new decision, a new layout kind of unfolds for him, and he has to learn, is this a path that I need to continue on? And in some instances, he gets further, and then he realizes this isn't working, and he goes down another path. He gets further, and he realizes, okay, this is the way I'm supposed to go. He meets a specific character who kind of helps him out. This is literally jiu-jitsu, and life for that matter. So, like jiu-jitsu, every tap resets the loop. I think we need to stop thinking about it as in, it's a defeat. It's a moment in time where we lost, we made critical mistakes, and things, quote unquote, end. At the end of the day, none of that really matters. And we really need to look at it as feedback loops where you're just going to have to survive long enough to get deep enough in the game to understand some of the mechanics of, one, your body, and then their body, and then what they're doing in space to what you're trying to do. And once you start to understand and unravel that a little bit, things start to make a little bit more sense. In the movie, he gets to a point where he, by accident, kills one of the monsters. And he was like, he realizes, I can actually do something here. And then he gets so skilled at the path that he's in, and then able to respond with, we would call it skill, but really it's just him anticipating what's going on next. He is not necessarily strong. He's not large. He's not super athletic. He's none of those things. But his depth at anticipating what's going on, because he started to see it almost verbatim, and then he starts to understand how they respond, what they like, what they don't like, how his own teammates are going to respond, that he starts to understand the bigger scope of the game. And that's in essence what we're doing. You're not going to be the biggest person on the mat. You're not going to be the strongest person on the mat. You're not going to be the fastest. And even if you are those things at some point, they're going to diminish. You're going to get older. You're going to get slower. Your body isn't going to respond the way you would like it to respond. So you have to understand the scope of everything in order to adjust and then make it purely technique and not just skill set and attributes. So early on, he's all about surviving, which is what that white belt stage is. If you're hitting submissions at white belt, you're on the luckier end, or maybe you're larger, maybe you're a little bit more athletic. So maybe they're coming to you earlier than most people. But for most of us, that white belt stage is a lot about surviving. I hate to say it, but you're gutting out bad situation after bad situation. And there's a mental game there where you have to accept, I'm going to be bad for a really long time. And that's hard for people. So you have to understand that in order for me to get any amount of skill, it's not going to come from just watching an instructional. It's not going to just come from asking questions. All those things are really great. But a lot of it is just, you're just going to have to lose a lot. And then in that losing, your body starts to respond a certain way. You maybe defend a little bit better than you did the last time. You create a little bit of an angle that created an issue for them. you create these moments where it's like, oh, I got some hope here. And that's all you're living for. And then as you get really adept at escaping and surviving, then the offense starts to come into play and you're able to mount offenses based off of the guard you like to play, based off of the responses that you do to the guard you like to play. And then you start shoring up little gaps in your game from those positions. And you can get pretty good at white belt, to be honest with you. Like in a specific location, you can become very annoying. You're going to have huge gaping holes in every other aspect of your game that we are going to take advantage of. I do that now. There's certain students that I have that are at blue, some late white belt, and in a specific location, they are problems. And I like to play that game so that I can see what they're doing and I can glean some aspects for myself from there. And I can understand, okay, so he's doing this and that. She's applying pressure here. Okay, so how do I negate this? And sometimes I come up with great solutions and it frustrates them. And then other times it becomes me just negating the entire position altogether. And then it's for me to understand, how are they going to resolve not getting to their A? And then they're going to have to overcome that. So this is the puzzle that is jiu-jitsu. You're going to acquire through loss, through the mental and physical pressure of someone dominating you. Like Cage in the movie, he's thrown into this war with zero training. He has to overcome that. And he has to overcome like the fear and doubt of dying, because he dies every time and it's painful. And then over time, he starts to acquire some of these skill sets. Again, not because he's talented, but just because he's exposed to so much more and he's allowing himself, he's forced, but he technically could just keep dying, but he's allowing himself to experience what is going on and then adapting to it. Demands adaptability, and it demands you to have a little bit of grit in this time that your ego is going to take a huge dump. The repetition of it all is a huge benefit. Sometimes we feel like, I want to get this move right off the bat, and it's not beneficial. It's not helpful for you. Really, it's about the constant repetition that you find yourself in. Every time I find myself in close guard, I'm going to go for collar choke. And then I'm going to watch what gets built around that based on what they respond with. If I'm constantly going and throwing whatever out there, I get in close guard, throw an omoplata, throw up a 2-on-1, throw up a wrist lock, throw up a triangle, and I never get any depth on any of these techniques, they're all going to be super shallow. And I'm going to get a triangle, they're going to defend, and then the next time around, I'm going to throw up a wrist lock. Maybe it works, but then they defend the second time. And I'm never getting any depth. What we want to do is create these moments of, I find myself in this position, I'm going to throw up this triangle. When I throw up this triangle, they're going to defend in a certain way. 1, 2, maybe 3 top defenses happen in any position. I'm going to respond with maybe omoplata. I'm going to respond with maybe an armbar. I'm going to respond with maybe an adjustment to the triangle. Maybe they're starting to stack me and I got to shimmy my way out. But allowing the techniques to breathe and then allowing yourself to offer opportunities of adjustments and transition to things within that family are going to create that depth. And he gets that depth as he moves further and further into the movie, because he becomes unafraid of losing. It's going to happen. This is the path he's on. He has to lose over and over in order to gain that little bit of insight. And sometimes he gets to a point where he dodges one death and he celebrates it and then he dies right afterwards. So there's moments, there's a lesson in that where I hit this sweep and I get so happy that there's a little bit of a rejoice moment there. And then the upper belt takes advantage of it and I'm right back on my back. So we have to understand that too. There's also moments where a student's going to hit a plateau and they're going to just continue to roll and you're collecting data and there's nothing wrong with that. There really isn't. But that plateau is less about the amount of progress you're making and more about the level that you're at. So sometimes, like when you go from an empty jar, white belt, you just put on the belt, to blue belt, that jar gets filled quite a bit and in a hurry because you didn't have anything in there to begin with. And then when you get to blue, it's less about filling the jar and more about filling the jar with the correct stuff. And that's hard to kind of navigate. So sometimes you're in that space of a blue belt and you feel like, I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting any, not learning anything. I'm the successes are so minute that I'm not seeing it. But if you come into jiu-jitsu, you're getting success. You're collecting data points. Data points aren't always reflective in the success at the moment. Sometimes it's something that hasn't clicked yet. And sometimes it's refinement, and refinement isn't always seen. I can build a house. And when I build that house, everyone's going to look at the space that used to be nothing. And then they're going to be like, oh, it's a house. But then I can build a house and I can start remodeling the kitchen a little bit. And if you don't come visit that house very often, you're never really going to notice what was switched. You're never going to notice the faucet runs different. You're not going to notice that the AC unit is a different model and it's more economical. Those are things that you're not going to necessarily see. But over time, they're going to be better for you. And you just kind of have to have faith that it's beneficial and that it's going to help you in the long run, even though it may not feel like it at the moment. Another factor in the movie was that he gains mentorship. He finds this woman who this had happened to before. Spoiler alert. And she kind of walks him through it. And there's moments where, as she guides him, she's very hardened. She's been through it. She understands what's at stake. And she is brutal with him. She puts him through the worst kind of training. And there's times when he injures himself really badly. And she kills him, like, on the spot. And he's like, no. And she shoots him. And she understands what's going to happen. And she's just like, you're going to have to make your way back to me. And she forces it over and over. Your jiu-jitsu coach and the people that are ahead of you are going to intentionally, quote-unquote, kill you or submit you to force you to look at aspects of your game. There's going to be times when I can notice that you're doing something incorrectly, and I might tell you, hey, don't put your hand here. And you might do it the next go-around, maybe the next two. And then on the third pass, I notice you put your hand there again. It's a habit. And I might tell you one more time. And then you'll be like, yeah. And then I see it happen again. And I go, okay, I'm going to take the arm now. So then I take the arm, or I get the position, or I get the sweep, or I crush the, like, maybe your knee shield is weak and not in the right position. I've told you a couple times, and you're not fixing it. And I'm telling you why, but sometimes the lessons you need to learn have to be felt. So then I do it to you and I crush you, and I'll take a minute. And I'm like, do you understand why I'm telling you to put your hand on X or your shield at this degree? I'm like, yes, I feel it now. So then it's a lesson you're going to learn. Don't underestimate the power of training besides the people who've quote unquote died. There's moments where sometimes a white belt, and I know we take digs at white belts, will become a subject matter expert in a specific position or a submission or sweep or whatever. Because they've died, quote unquote, so many times in that position, they come really adept in understanding what they did wrong. And that's where you can gain insight from them because of the position that they're in, the amount of failures that they're in. And the same is going to be said for anyone across the belts higher up. We have failed far more times than we're going to admit to, and far more times than we even remember. And we sometimes fail to see, because you'll see a black belt and you may not have known him when he was a white belt. I have a couple of friends that have known me the entire process. But most students, they haven't been around long enough. Maybe they remember you at brown, maybe purple. But most people, the only version of you that they know is the black belt version. And it's really easy to forget that, no, there was another version or several versions of me when I was completely making all the same mistakes that you're making. We have this vision of the person in front of the class as this perfect model of the game or the process, that we put them at such a high pedestal that we forget that, no, they had to go through everything that we went through. So they'll ask questions, but there's a lack of depth. So like, for example, when I post a picture of me as a white belt or blue belt, people almost act stunned sometimes because it's not a visual that you have in your head. And you can tell even in the old videos, he doesn't have it together. Like he messed up the sweep here. He messed up the sweep there. He got thrown over. Like if I post an old sparring video or comp video where I've lost, and you see, they can see the glaring holes in the things that I was doing. And this is one of the reasons why I post them, is because I want people to understand this process doesn't skip anyone. We're all going through it. We all went through it. And I'm going through my own version of it as a black belt with other black belts. Like there's people who've been black belts longer than I've been training. So my depth of knowledge, while it's a quote unquote impressive for most of my students, it's absolutely, it's a drop in the bucket for someone who's been training at black belt for 2-3 decades. So we're all going through it. We all have the same process we have to go through. And it's okay to accept those misgivings or those faults that we have and just understand we have to go through this. We have to continue to die. We have to continue to nurture ourselves, ask the questions that we need to ask, mature, and then help those that come after us, like the character in the movie, and then keep moving forward. There's no one that has not gone through this. And the faster we get to that point where we understand that, the easier the whole position gets and the scope of jiu-jitsu gets. And we no longer hold people at these mythical levels of like, oh, he's the anointed one. I really want us to get away from that. But anyways, if you have not seen this movie, please watch it. Keep jiu-jitsu in mind, or life for that matter, and understand what it's going to feel like and see the mistakes he makes. Some of them are hilarious. There's one where he ends up killing himself by accident that I laugh at every time. Those are our moments. Those are our moments as white belts. Those are our moments as blue belts. I have a bunch of them, made a bunch of mistakes. Some of them are hilarious. Some of them were embarrassing. Some of them were hurtful. I've made mistakes where I've injured myself and had to learn from it. And that's why maybe I preach something that I do in class. But just watch the movie. Understand the philosophy behind it. It's a decent movie. And then apply some of that to you. Don't forget, you're going to mess up. It's part of the process. Accept it. If you have any questions, hit me up, dfmcoaching.com or dfm.2099 on Instagram and Threads. If you like stuff like this, please subscribe. If you like stuff that's maybe a little bit more in-depth with interview process, I would highly recommend BJJ Mental Models. That's an excellent program. I've been on it twice. They do a fantastic job. Anyways, thanks for listening. Catch you on the other side.